Kumlan Ablak and Mare were up to the Chaf Alva Beis. Rabbi Yemiya started this whole discussion here about if, let's say, didn't the blood that flowed out didn't blow directly out through the canal, it went through a tube, and whether it's tummy or not. And then we brought this Breisa, and we're trying to work out the distinction between Rabbi Lezer and the Tanakama. I'm trying to work it out. Yeah. It says that if a woman was miscarried, something that's unformed, so we, the Tanakama says only if there's blood with it is tummy, if there's no blood with it is tummy, because the unformed form itself is not blood. And Rabbi Lezer says the same thing. That the unformed, so what's it? We're trying to work out the chiluk between Rabbi Lezer and Tanakama. So Abaye comes along and says here, so we started talking about there's ridges in there and there's blood in the ridges. Okay. Comes along Rav says the cool and the khabez and all on top. Rav says kula yama ain't that cuz shali shali the dam be khatikha. It's not common for a woman to see blood in the khatikha. And we're talking about the blood that exposed on top of the ridges. You know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about a woman who's tired, so therefore she doesn't normally see. And the question here is, if the blood that went through the uterus, even though it didn't come from the uterus, remember I had before, if mekoyle tame, does that make the blood itself tame? And therefore, if she touches, not nida, but tame, if she touches something, it will become tame till that night. So they become tumas edit. That's totally tumas. That never goes through the uterus. It comes out. Remember, it comes from this. The chaticha came out of the mokka. The chaticha came out of the mokka. That's for sure. But what is this chaticha? Chaticha is later. That's right. You know, these are like, we're saying it's not a birth, not a later. And it's not blood. So where's the thing?
It's not as much as she normally would bleed.
You know, it isn't blood. What do we have here? Then we had one version that Machlek is if Efshe Psichas HaKeveh B'Leir, you know, there must have been blood somewhere, just so you don't see it. It's one opinion. The other way of looking at it is that the Chaticha itself might be dam. And then we had the Rabban who said it has to be Yesh Ima dam, because the Chaticha is not dam, and we don't believe in this, you know, that definitely blood came out. So therefore, so we're talking about over here. It's not common to see blood in chaticha. B'hoch over here, the isha teira makayim makayim tami. If we get a blood, holds isha teira v'dam tami. A blood, the woman might be teira. You know, she's not a nida, but the blood is tami. Da osi derech mokker. The fact is that it came through the mokker, and the blood are there on the outside. Therefore, it came through the mokker, and therefore she touches becomes tamas erev. No, it's not dam nida. Because then it'd be damnida, should be like, you know, time for 7 days. It's a chatichas basa ba'alma. And Rabban is somebody, isha tayyid, mukar, mukay, metayyid. The Rabban hold that just because it came from the mukar, since the isha's tayyid, there's no need here, there's no lady here, then it's all tayyid. Okay, boyi mene rabba marabhuna. Along these lines, Rabba asked Rabhuna a question, haroya keri bekisim. What happens if you put inside a man's male member, put a little a toothpick or something, and he drew out some shichvazera, a keri? Mao, does it become tamei? Because you know shichvazera comes out, you become tamei. And that's why the people say they made a takana. You have to go to mikveh so that shlo yehei tamei nachamim between eitz and shasein. You know, it shouldn't be like a tanuga. And the thing is, it didn't come out by itself. You poked in a toothpick and you pulled some out. Is that considered tamei or not? What's a shayla? Mao, what's a shayla? It says in the pasuk, if a person flows out shichvazera, and it says in the pasuk, mi menu from him, amar achmona, adin lof mesodi, has to come out by itself from his flesh, v'loi bekisim, not using a piece of wood, aydilma, splinter, aydilma, hai mi menu, atche teis et luchoi, no mi menu, like we had yesterday, just to tell you that does not become tame while internally maybe the shichvazera, it's only when it goes out of his body. But how it goes out, we don't care. Afil bekisim nami. Amalei says, I don't understand what the issue is. Tefuglei, why don't you also want to learn out? Who atzmei v'tamei? You know why it's not tamei? Ela bechasim v'piyama. Even a shichah that flowed out on its own, there's a sheer ham that should come out and has to cover the entire hole of it. Therefore, the orifice. And therefore, since you have a toothpick inside, and you have a toothpick inside, the toothpick takes up some of the space of that piyama. So therefore, it doesn't cover the entire cover. This is how Rashi learns. Tosfos says, I don't understand, but the cumulative, you know, there'll be more on the end, you know, along the entire stick, it might be shechel zera, surely will cover. So Rashi holds, no, it has to be at one time. Not, it's not aggregate, it has to be at one time. Anyway, so the moment says, Lememra, okay, so what do you tell me now in New Chiddush? Well, by a woman who sees dam, even at the slightest amount, she's tummy. Why? Because it's nothing to do with, the reason why she's tummy, not because she touched dam, because the dam came from a goof. You're telling me, Vashicha Zera, there's a shear. The fact you tell me there's a shear means you tell me, you know why a person who has a keddy is tummy? Not because he has a keddy, because he's touching the keddy. Therefore, you need a shear. So it's like a new kind of tumah. As the Gemara Lememra, so it comes out from what you're saying over here, the Negeya have that the tumah of Kedi is only because you're touching it, and that's why you're giving me an amount, a quantity, a minimum amount that has to be. So it's not because you saw it, or not because it came out of your body. So you need a shear, whatever the shear is. Just like shedets, you know, other things in a shear, a kazayis of a corpse, you need a kazayis if you touch a corpse, you know, and so on. When it comes to touching, there's a shear. So they want to believe. I ask a question. I mean, after so, I used to be ziva. So how come if a woman is a ziva, let's say a zov or a man? A man is a zov, and then he, you know, after he stopped flowing, this is not ziva. This is other emissions, and then he stopped flowing. He now counts 7 clean days. If he sees a keddy, according to you, it shouldn't cancel in any way the clean days that he counted, because it's a whole different kind of tumah. It's not a tumah that you're saying it's emanating, it's a tumah of touching. What happens if somebody is tummy a ziva and then they count the 7 clean days and he touches the sheretz? Okay, he's tummy till at night, but doesn't cancel the 7 clean days, because it's a different tumah altogether. This is a tumah of touching, that's a tumah of ziva.
You can run multiple tumahs.
Different tumah. And then you go to mikveh and you remove that tumah. Doesn't remove the other tumors, so it doesn't conflict. So Allah Matanya, and yet we learn Zoytaydus Azov. I should take the Meshich Vazera. Ma Ziva, so said it just like a Ziva. We compare Shich Vazera to Ziva, just like if Azov during the 7 days sees a Ziva, the din is that it cancels. Has to be 7 clean days. So Ach, we learn that from there. Ach Shich Vazera Namisayis. Shich Vazera also cancels. According to you, it shouldn't. It's a different kind of tumor together. You know why if there's a Sheikh Vazera, it's Soiser? That Sheikh Vazera must be, there's a little bit of Zav there as well. That, and there's a little bit of attachment as well. And it's that little Ziva attachment, maybe you can't notice it because Sheikh Vazera is a dominant thing here, because a little Ziva, that's the problem. That's why he cancels. So how come the din is by Sheikh Vazera? You only lose 1 day if you tell me that included in the Sheikh Vazera the Ziva is new, just cancel the whole 7 days. So that's how we start off before. So then you would think the mamash is exactly the same. Contradicts all 7. It says in Pasik that it's only what is by Sheikh Vazera regarding Tumah. Just like if you had Sheikh Vazera, you only tell me 1 day. So also when it cancels, it's only 1 day. Just like when it comes to the Tumah part, if you see Sheikh Vazera, you only tell me for the day. So too, when it comes to canceling, let's say you already tell me you need 7 clean days, and you see Sheikh Vazera, it only cancels 1 day. Why, according to you, there's parts of Ziva mixed into it as well. Amalek, he said, that Xedas HaKosev. That is Xedas HaKosev. Ziva Gemura, it comes as follows. A Ziva Gemura, let's say she's counting 7 clean days, and then suddenly she sees she's dissolved. The La'arva Ba'Sheikh Vazera, there's no Sheikh Vazera there at all. So he said, it's called Shiva. But when you have Sheikh Vazera and there's a little bits and pieces of Ziva there, then the Gdeis HaKosev is you only cancel 1 day. The Arba Bar Sheikh Vazera, Lo Yisrael Yomecha, only 1 day. Dam Yavish Mahu. What happens came out of her a cake of dry blood. Does she become a Nida or not? What's the Shaila? It says in Pasuk, Ki Yizav Zav Dama Yamim Rabim, that it flows over their blood, Am Rachmana, Ad the Maid of Daila. It has to flow. Lach in Yavishloi, only if it flows and not if it's dry. Why did the Torah say flowing? Because that's usually how it works. Very seldom does it come out dry, but really it doesn't make a difference how it comes out. That's how it's common. Maybe even if it's dry, it should be the same din. Amaleh, he answered him back, Tinasu, we actually learned already in the it says in the Braise, Dam Hanida, the blood of Anida, or a Basar Hamei, the blood of Anida, or the flesh of a corpse, Mitamin. The metami, whether it's moist or whether it's dry. Clearly, it says dry. It says damni, this clearly dry. So what's your shiloh? Omelette, that's different. That's talking about lach. When it flowed out of the body, it started off moist. And v'nasi yavish. And then after an hour or two, the blood dried up. So therefore, let's say on the clothes. And then this dry blood touched taris. So we're telling you it's tummy. But previously it was moist when it came out of the body. Started out, so it became a red tummy, so even though afterwards it dried. But if the chatchila, when it came out of her body, it was a dry piece of blood, what happens then? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you say this. Lach v'nasi yavish leikam b'boyli. I had a question. Kimboyli, what is my question? Mikore, yavish mikore. It started out being yavish. Says the Gemara, Honami Tinesua. Didn't we learn that as well? Hamapelas Kimin Klipa. It says if a woman miscarried and it looked like a shell, Kimin Cider, like a hair, Kimin Ofer, like sand, Kimin Yav Chushin, like little worms, Adomin, red. So it could be its blood. So what do? You need to test it. Tata Lamai, puts it into the water and monitor it. Im the Moichu, if it disappears, what does that show? That it's blood. And when you put it in the water, it brings out the blood in it, and then it dissolves in the water. So we see that even though it looked like dry, it was offer of sand, dry. Yet it's still moist. So therefore, it should answer your question that dry blood is also blood. If you can tell me dry blood is blood, that's pshat. So why do you have to let it dissolve in the water? Make it tell me straight away. Even if you didn't. This let it dissolve in the water, let it be tummy. Why do you have to dissolve in the water and turn it into blood? Is it ayfaket that you need to be lach? Rabbah says, Rabbah, no, because kiloy nemuch, you know why we have to do this test? Because if it doesn't dissolve, maybe bury it bifnati, maybe it's not even blood. Maybe it's the beginning, the formation of a vlad and something or something else. It's something, a hair, something. It's not blood. That's why we need to test it, whether it's blood or not. And that's why we have to let it dissolve in the water, not because dry blood is not metame, but because we don't know if it's blood. So no die either way. Says the Gemara, Miika Kai Gavna. Is it possible for a woman to miscarry something like a hair or like a shell? Says the Gemara, Arpil. In yes, because Batanya, we learned. Two stories, Abba from Tivin, brought up with himself to Yavna. One story, a woman, she gave birth or she miscarried, red peels. And what was it? Is it was really like a scab. It was scabs that were falling out of her internal uterus, whatever it was. And that's what was coming out. So it looked like red peels. So it's not blood. It's pieces of skin. Or whatever the make of the uterus. Ubo b'shalas Abba. And they came to ask Abba what the din is over here. Abba shalas Chachamim. What do you think this is? The Chachamim shalas Reifim. They asked the doctors. It's very interesting. You see from here that the Rabbanim, the real Rabbanim, used to ask experts to find out, you know, the Metzius. But Omru Lehem, and the doctor said, Ishazu, this is, they looked at it and examined it closely, said, Maka Yeshla B'Toch Me'el, she must have some kind of an affliction inside her innards. Shememena Ma'pelis Kimi Klippas, and these are the scabs that are falling out. And they said, you know how we know? Tatilamai, toss it in the water. Im the Moichu, if it dissolves in the water, then you know it's blood, Tameya. And if not, then you know that's what's exactly what the doctor said. Shumaisa, there's another story. Beisha, a woman, she's a mapella. She miscarried. She means sider, sadum, with red hair. Who bought the shawls? Abba asked. Abba, Abba, shawls, chacham again. He asked, chacham, l'raifim. Va'amru lahem, and they said, Shuma yeshla. She has that kind of wart. B'toich me'ah. Now, around the wart sometimes grows hairs, and these hairs must be coming out of that wart. That's what they said. So it's not blood in the yard. Shemena, mapella, means sider, sadum, with red ones. Tatal, ma'im, tossed in the water. Im the milch of dissolves. That means it's blood itself. It's made. Not its hair. Like says, now what kind of water do you test it in? Or the patient has to be lukewarm water. Because if it during cold water, maybe it didn't dissolve because the water itself was too cold. Didn't allow it to dissolve. We need warm water to determine whether it's blood or not. Tanya, what we learn, Tata, Lamayim, a patient, he puts it in tepid water. Ashula says, what you do is, he puts saliva. You put saliva on your nail, and then you take the blood, and you smooth your finger over the blood against your nail, which is, I guess, saliva is also warm. So similar to warm water. So when we say warm water, we don't mean, you know, hot. We mean like room temperature, I guess. Or what saliva? What temperature your saliva be? Yeah, but the saliva 37. That's hot.
It comes straight from your body.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
About the same temperature as your body.
You think so? It's going to be pretty warm. Because 37 is pretty warm. It's almost the answer letters by now. It's 40. Anyway, whatever it is, that's the temperature. So they're saying the same thing. He says warm water, and he says warm saliva. What's the difference? What you're doing here is, it's not letting the thing dissolve by itself. You're taking your finger, and you're pressing it against your other finger, and by pressing against the other finger, you make it dissolve. Is that really a sign that it's blood? Is that good enough? Because according to the Kama, only if it dissolves on its own, but if you're using your finger, it's not considered, it doesn't prove anything. How long should you leave it remaining in the warm water to decide whether it's dissolved or not? 24 hours. Yeah.
You have to keep the water warm the whole time.
Yeah.
Can't let the water cool off.
No, I'll tell you what's talking about. There is that dry blood of a nida is not metame. That's what we're talking about. Dry blood. We're not talking about the woman herself, whether she becomes tummy. That's what we're talking about here. But here, if she has dry blood sitting over there, the blood is dry, dry, and touches something, it's not metame. If it's not really blood, how do you know if it's really blood? I mean, how far did it? How much did it dry? Maybe there's no, no moisture left. They take that blood, and they put it in water, 24 hours. If after 20, within 24 hours, it reverts back to blood, then that shows that this blood never lost its real identity. Just the surface became dry, but inside somewhere it was still moist. So then it was metame. But if after 24 hours it's still dry, 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 it means there's no moisture gone, all the moisture is gone, then it's no longer down.
That's
it.
Yeah.
No. We're talking about now, the problem here is that if there's no moisture at all, there's not generating tumor. That's the problem.
If you had a bigger quantity.
It doesn't make a difference. It's the same test. If the tat has touched it, we're talking about tat has touched it. The question is, did it become tummy or not? If there's moisture, I don't care how big the quantity is.
I'm just asking you again, the water, you have a Pesach Adin of Maim Shalona, you leave the water out, you leave it overnight.
We said Pesach, warm water.
So how do you keep it cold?
How do you keep it warm? For 24 hours? Maybe the room temperature. What is Pesach? What temperature is Pesach? It's like saliva. It's not 37 degrees. It can't be 37 degrees.
You take water and you put it in a jug and you leave it overnight for matzahs. Why? Because we can
That's
leave.
Outdoors.
It has to be outdoors. Maim Shalona has to be outdoors.
But it is, because Maim Shalona is from the rivers. And in fact, I remember seeing a whole tour.
The whole thing is because you leave it overnight, it becomes cool.
Over there, Mayim Shalom is okay. It's cold and you want to warm it up. It's in the northern hemisphere. It's in Australia, the whole Shaila. I saw a Pesach Frank that asked from Australia. It was Australia, Argentina, where it's the other way around. We just went through summer. Yeah, so what do you do with Mayim Shalom? Do you need Mayim Shalom? And does Mayim Shalom help? Because it's coming from a hot place rather than from a cold place. Then you're bringing down.
When you're baking matzahs in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, but that's what we're doing here. Okay, so there we see 24 hours. So the same thing over here, maybe, or maybe not. Hochamai, me being a maize less, over here also you have to put it 24 hours to determine whether the came out of the woman is blood or not. Oh, you know. What's a shayla? Sheretz or nevela, over there we're talking about the blood that came from a sheretz, or a nevela. We're talking about the blood of a nida, or a sheretz, or a nevela. Piece of sheretz, piece of nevela. Over there, da kushi, it's tough. Being the mezlem, you need 24 hours before to determine whether there's still some moisture. You have to, the water has to penetrate all the way through. Avodam ba blood the rochik loya dimaloshna. In other words, over there, maybe it's only limited to sheretz and to nevela, the piece of a corpse, and it's only dry. So what is it? Or a carcass? What is it? But over here, blood itself is not so thick. So maybe if the water penetrates, maybe in an hour it should have done it already. Teiku. Now we had in the Mishnah a machlekes. What happens if she miscarries and it looks like a fish? Or a grasshopper, locust, or all these creeper crawlies. We then said again, the Tanakhama said, and that itself is not a leda. It's not a leda. So if there's blood with it, she's a nid. If not, not. And okay, and nobody argues. Then we had another case, if you're mapil like an animal, look like an animal, so on and so forth, then Rav Meir says, it's considered a leda. And if it's a boy or a girl, if you don't know, then we take all the chumras. And the chum argue, and they say, no, it's not a leda. So the Gemara is going to know why by a behemoth chaya Rav Meir holds it's considered a leda. But when it comes to a fish, and when it comes to locusts, he doesn't consider a leda. What's the difference? Doesn't he argue there? Says the Gemara, "Hamapel zmi dogim v'lifung nami Rabbi Yehuda b'hol." And also Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning, he says, before we said if chaticha, Rabbi Yehuda says chaticha itself is a leida, and the Tanakhama says you need dam with it, but he doesn't argue when it comes to mapel dogim and all that. First, let's talk about Rabbi Yehuda first. Why doesn't he argue as well? Now remember, we had different versions of the argument. If the argument of Rabbi Yehuda is that EF shall psychas akeva below dam, so even if she's mapple a fish, the fact that it opened up. So therefore, you would have dam. Why doesn't he argue there as well? But if we learn like the other version we had before, is that the chatich itself is a piece of dam? Maybe by dog it isn't. Let's see. Says the Gemara, belief in Abiyuda Baha, why don't we argue here and say that this blood has definitely caped out? Says the Gemara, you should say whether that was down with it or not, it's tummy. So the Gemara, Baha, but I'm Shlokish, Machlekish, no, you're right. Shlokish, like I said, the same, the Mishnah doesn't repeat itself. Once he established that Abiyuda holds, he has a psicha hakava, belayab dam, same thing over here. So you tummy. But Abonin, he. And this opinion that the Mishnah brings is only records that Rabban doesn't bother recording Rabbi Yehuda again. However, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon says, I feel the name Rabbi Yehuda, you can argue Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda as well. Why? I don't believe that the vort of Rabbi Yehuda is about E.F. Shulchan Aruch B'lo Adam. The vort is, you know what, something else altogether. Ad Kan Rabbi Yehuda, Asan Lega B'chatid Avidam, the Kodesh, Rabbi Chatich, the Chatich itself is Dam. And because the chatich is, you know, sometimes dam becomes dry, becomes solidified, and forms into whatever that clog is. So therefore, okay. But but to look like a fish, that doesn't happen. So that definitely is not dam. Rabbi Yehuda's meida that she's not tamei. Nothing to do with the ef shel psichat hakavah b'leidam. Yeah. The Gemara, well, hach lishna, we had another version in Rabbi Yechon itself. Remember the second lashon, Rabbi Yechon is one who says this thing about E.F. Shir. Rabbi Yechon is one who says E.F. Shir, Psyche, Kevin, Leidam. So, Kaya Rabbi Yehuda would be arguing. Is Kemifu, that's what they're arguing, is Lifluk Nami Rabbi Yehuda Baha. So, the Gemara says, you're right. Man de masne hach lishna masne hachi. The one who learns this lashon this way. Rabbi Yechon, Vishlokim, Tavai Machle Shir, Rabban Hi. In other words, according to that lashon that says Rabbi Yechon is understood, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, it's impossible to the womb to open without having some blood, then Rabbi Yechon, that version holds that Rabbi Yehuda Taka would argue as well. The Mishnah just doesn't bother recording him, only the Chachamim. The other version of Rabbi Yechon that says that the Chatich itself is Dam is the one who gives this answer here that's very different. Then the Mishnah continues, Hamapelos, Kim in Behema, you put it like a Behema, so that Beyer says, it's a Vlad, we treat it like a Vlad, we just don't know if it's a boy or a girl. My time is Rameh. What's first of all? What's his svara? Why do you say if a woman miscarries, looks like a deformed child, like a behemoth or a chaya? He says he treats her like a lady. My time is Rameh. But name the boy. It says over there Yitzida Ka'adam. It says by behemoth, by Yotzer Hashem Elokim Chayes Asoda. So it uses the same word Yitzira, which is the same word used by a person as well. It says by Yotzer Hashem Elokim Asodam Ofer Min Adama. So therefore, it's the same thing. Says the Gemara, Elamiata. So why in the Mishnah, in the previous case in the Mishnah, when we talked about fish, Rameh doesn't argue? I mean, he agrees that fish is not considered a leda. Why an animal is? Because it says by Yitzah. You know what it says by fish in the Torah? Elamiata, I'm a pellet, Mustani, and if somebody.
Rameh saying is the what is coming out here is fish.
No, behemoth. But it looks like a behemoth. And even that, the Taylor uses the same word with Yotzer. So it's not going to live. Whatever it is going to die straight away. So therefore, is it considered late or not? Because the Taylor uses the expression, same expression on a behemoth used by a person. I mean, if a person gives birth to whatever this is, it's considered late, a birth.
Because the
Taylor
doesn't use the
we'll see the image. So if so, how come El Miatav saw Hamapel is the Mustanin, you know, the Tanin is a fish. If over here, if a woman miscarries and has a fetus, it looks like a fish. What happens is Mishnah, the Rameh doesn't give an opinion. That means he agrees as Toy. Why we find an expression that the Taylor uses for creating fish very similar to creating humans. What do we find? What word does it use? Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Vayivra Elokim es hatanin magdolim. The Abish creative, it used the word Vayivra. And L'cheda by a person also. A person was created. So why do you make a big deal out of it? Now, even though by a person is Vayitzer, because he's Vayivra, but it's the same idea. Created, formed, created. Amri, you want to answer very simple. You look at the word, Donyan Yitzira, Mi Yitzira. By an animal, it says the word Vayotzer, by a person, it says Vayotzer, so therefore we say it's the same word. But the ain't Donyan Bri Yitzira, by a fish, it says Vayivra, and by a person, it says Vayotzer, so therefore it's different words. But you want to mind off. Okay, you want to ask in a different way. Mind off Kamina, we had this a million times. Hotani Rabbi Shmuel learned. Vishav HaKoyin, Abba HaKoyin. We learned exactly Shav, when the Koyin comes back the second time, but a house that has Tzaras for the first time. And we say, you know, you have to knock out the stones and put new stones that had the leprosy in there, pull them out and put new ones in to check them. And then Nimo says a shav, it says two different words. Zui shiva, zui bia. As long as the context is the same, even though the word is different, we still make it say shava. So why do you tell me you can't make exotic shava here? Because it says by yitzan, it says here by yivra. It's the same thing. Right, furthermore, nigma, why don't we learn out? Bria mebria. In fact, by a person also we find the same word by yivra, the chsiv, by yivra came as adam etzalmai. First of all, you told me, you answered me, what's the big deal about yitzan? It's the same thing. Second of all, it has the same word. Vayivra, vayivra. No, so why can't we learn that fish, according to Meir, at least, that fish should be considered a later? So the Gemara, Amri, we learn out, in order for a Gzeira Shava to work, there's three possibilities. One is you have the same word in both places, but they're not superfluous. The other one is that in one of the places superfluous, and the other one is that in both places superfluous. And might have come in when you learn Gzeira Shava, the Gemara explains. So the Gemara, Amri, vayivra, legufe. No, when it comes to a person that says that he created, there you need a pasha to tell us what Hashem did. It's not extra. Mashenkin vayitze, when it says by a person the Eibusha created him, the word vayitze, that's lafnuye. Why do I have to say it again? We reign over yivra. That's extra to tell you, let's compare it to a behemoth. V'donin yitzira mi yitzira. Freddy Gemara, how do you know that the word vayivra is necessary and the word vayitzah is superfluous? Maybe faket, maybe the word vayitzah is what's necessary and vayivra is superfluous and make exeshav only to a fish. I forget the behemoth. The don in bria mebria, and let's say dafka yomapla fish at birth, and that's it. Says the Gemara, ele vayitzah mufne mishneit zdadin. The word vayitzah is extra, side by a fish and side by a person. So that's the idyllic Gzeira Shava. Mufna gabi adam and mufna gabi behemah. It's extra by a person, extra by a behemah. Why? Because the Rei says another pasuk, Vayasa lekim is chayes asada. So we already know Hashem made it. Why does it say again? Vayitza, it's extra. Vayivra gabi adam, mufna, okay, Vayivra by a person maybe is extra because it says Vayitza. You want to argue that Vayitza is the main one. Okay, I'll agree, grant you that. Or gabi taninim made a mufna. By taninim, it's not extra. There's no other pasuk by fish. We need one pasuk to tell us what Hashem did with the fish. So by fish, there's nothing extra. By a person, we can choose. One of them is extra. Either Vayivra or Yitzhak. So let's say, if we're going to focus on Vayivra, Vayivra is extra, but Vayivra by fish is not. If we're going to focus and say that Vayitzhak is extra, Vayitzhak is extra both by animals and both by a person. And that's a better kind of Gzeira Shava. What's the shot? My mufne gabi behema. So I'm going to ask a question. First of all, why do you decide by behema it is extra? And then it says, that's why it's extra, because we already know Hashem created them. Using that cheshmer by fish also is extra. Why? Because it says, it says Hashem made all those things that crawl on the ground. So and it's in that book, it says, as kol remes so adama, everything that crawls. So fish is included. Says the Gemara, "Uksiv vayivra lekim es atanim agdolim." Says the Gemara, "No. Remes dechsiv hasam deyabashu. Those are creeper crawlies. They're talking about things above the ground. We're not talking about fish. So there's nothing else. No other pasuk talks about fish except this one here." Says the Gemara, "Okay, so minaf kminas. Okay, so if you, the vayitza you tell me is extra on both sides, and vayivra is extra on one side. So what? It's still gzeir shava. What's the difference?" Why you prefer this Gzeira Shava over this one? What's the chiluk? If you have a Gzeira Shava, my Nafka Minah is extra on one side, Gzeira Shava, or extra on both sides. So the Gemara, Nafka Minah, chiluk is, the rules as follows. Kol Gzeira Shava, she'enu mufna kol likud, it's not extra on either side, according to Abishmol, ainly made the matter. It's not even Gzeira Shava. How are you using it? The word is necessary for itself. You can't use it for any other limudim. What about mufna mitzad echad? If it's extra on one side, clearly the reason why it was written then was to teach you that you should equate it to something else. Is that Abishmal, the maiden, you will use the Shava, the Ein Meshivin, and that's it. And you can't ask any question. You can't ask, oh, but it doesn't make sense, it's different, because the Tater, even extra on one side is enough. However, let Rabbanon say, we agree that the maiden, if you have extra on one side, we learn. Oh, Meshivin, but you could ask questions on it. If you have a Kasha, you can ask, maybe this is the wrong Zer Shava. What about mufna mishneitz dadin, if it's extra on both sides? And divrei hakol meidim mishivin. How is it so strong that you cannot ask questions? An obvious question then is going to be shmol. My naf kamin, if it's extra on one side, extra on two sides. Going to be shmol, both of them is exer shava, and both of them ain't mishivin. You can't ask any questions. What's a chilek? But Rabbi Shmuel, my ikah be mufna mitzad echel mufna shneitz dadin. You know what naf kamin is? The heicha the ikah mufna echel one side mufna. You have two exer shavas. One exer shava, you can use this word to learn for something else, but it's only extra on one side. The other one is to learn from another, the same word, but maybe you can use another example. Option B is to learn from another word, which is extra on both sides. Then the Torah is guiding us and directing us. We should learn from the one that's extra on both sides. So that's why we're here. I have a choice to learn a person from a fish, and it'll be extra on one side, or a person from a behemoth, extra on both sides. And Rabbi Shmuel said, then definitely you should learn from the extra on both sides. That's the chilik. Leave behind the mufnes alechad. The yafin and mufne mishnez dodin. Therefore, that's why the Torah made sure by behema, it's extra the word, you know, vayitzer by behema, vayitzer by a person. In order that you don't go ahead and learn from a fish, that's only mufne on one side. Okay, we'll stop here. It's right in the middle. We'll stop here. It's a little late. See you tomorrow.